Lisa Kopp joins us to update us on the Bringing the Barn to School. Lisa Kopp is the agricultural instructor and FFA advisor for the Medford School District. You had a haunted house, though. Speaking of the property, it's not a barn, but it was a house. How did that go?
It went phenomenal. We were so fortunate. We had such great student workers. Amy Kramer was a generous community citizen who helped out with the haunted house process. We had just under 800 people come through. We had 797 paid people. And I say paid people because some people didn't make it in the door and some people didn't make it all the way through the house. We actually had it be so scary. Some people left the house halfway through, which is somehow a compliment that our house was scary.
Exactly. That's what haunted houses are for. So let's talk about the barn, the objective you have written here. So, okay, give us the objective of having that barn.
Sure. The objective of the barn project is to build a sustainable agricultural educational facility on the high school campus so that students will be able to experience the daily hands-on tasks of running an animal barn. It will be just to the west of the high school property. The school board generously purchased some land that the barn will go over there. We do have the use of an old stanchion barn that we already have animals in yet this year. And the barn project is being built as we speak.
How big is the barn going to be? And is it going to have a hay mow and silo as well?
Unfortunately, it won't have a hay mow. It's going to be around 46 by 50 feet. It's a pole barn type structure. It's going to have a really nice entryway. We'll have a classroom inside of that, a tractor restoration area, and two animal stalls. We'll also have bathrooms in the facility. So the facility will be heated. It will be a functional classroom for my daily classes. And we're really excited about the progress.
Now, you've already, as you mentioned, have some animals there already in the older barn.
Right now, we have three pigs. We have chickens that are laying eggs, and then we have chicks at my class incubated, as well as rabbits in the barn. We did recently get a barn cat donation, which actually is good because it's going to keep our rodent population down. So yeah, it's a pretty full barn, and the students are just loving it. Every class period we go out there, I have to kick kids out of the chicken coop and kick them out of the pig pen, and guys, you got to go to your next hour.
So what's going to happen, like, say, to the eggs or maybe to the pigs? Are they going to be, is there going to be like a butchering class as well? Because, you know, that's what we do on farms.
You bring up some great points, and I keep telling myself, Lisa, I can only do so much at a time. But my long-term goal would be to be raising meat and produce with a greenhouse coming on board here in the next year, as well as the eggs for the food banks and people that are in the community that are in need, as well as maybe doing some backpack meals on the weekends for students at the middle school and high school who don't have enough meals over the weekend. So I see a lot of this turning into a service project that would positively impact our community right here in Medford. Part of my job, though, is to show them all of the dimensions of agriculture. Whether they choose to engage in it for their future career path, that's up to them. But we have butchered chickens in my class before, and of course, I send home parent permission slips and I make sure we have good communication before students watch that. I give an alternative assignment. But the fact of the matter is, students don't realize how some of these animals are raised as well as butchered, and talking about the meat cuts and the quality of meats, the cost of the meats. So it's kind of the full circle connection. And so we are offering a small scale of that right now, but there's so much potential with this facility.
What about the weekends? Are the animals taken care of then? And then what about the summer?
Right now, my class is taking care of the animals in the barn. So I have a production animal science class that part of this class, they signed my course syllabus. The parents agreed to it, that the student would do 2 days of barn chores. And so that ironically falls, you know, on Saturday and Sunday. I give them a key for the weekend. They turn the key back in when they're done. So the students are graded on their chores. Now, while I say that, I have to be flexible. Not every kid might have a ride or be able to get there. So I'm accommodating. But so far, all of my kids have found days to do it, and I've had no complaints with it. It's so neat. I actually had other kids that say, hey, can I just get a barn key to go hang out with them on the weekends? And, you know, I only have so many keys, and we have to make sure that people doing the chores are the ones getting the grades. So it's a new system that, you know, I've never done this before, but it's been working very smooth currently. This summer, we will not have the barn filled with animals. So my goal would be whether we, you know, butcher the hogs or butcher any of the other animals that we wouldn't need the following year. Otherwise, the animals would be, per se, farmed out to a different location that would almost babysit them over the summer. And then we get them back for the following year.
Now, as far as the barn raising is concerned, do you have enough funds to do that now?
We are surprisingly close to our goal. We have just over $100,000 raised. I'll say that again because it's so exciting. We have over $100,000 raised in just one short year. I guess with every building project, there's always some unforeseen costs that usually put you over budget. So our initial goal was that $100,000, which we have met. But at this point, there are a few additions that say we had to add a second bathroom to be compliant with some state standards. We are still looking to fundraise a few more $1,000 to get a little bit higher than that goal. So we really appreciate your generous consideration in donating to the barn. If you're thinking about donating, we do need some, we need monetary support, obviously, but we also do need some items. So, you know, say a family wanted to come and donate some toilets or a mirror for the bathroom, or if they have pitchforks or buckets or a wheelbarrow. We're still taking some items that would make the barn functional, as well even the tractor restoration area. Once we get that going, you know, we'll need some tools. And the barn project, we're looking to fundraise some more money for the building of the facility. If you're interested in donating, you could please contact myself, Lisa Kopp, up at the Medford High School. You could send a check to payable to the Medford FFA Alumni Barn Project up at the high school. I just want to say thank you to the community. This project started as a dream of mine, and I'm like, you know what, Lisa, let's bring this to reality. And it's been nothing but supported in this community. And with any project, there's things you have to change along the way and some bumps. And being a public barn, there's some other hoops I have to jump through. But overall, this community has been so supportive, and we've had such generous donations. I really appreciate what we've gotten, and I hope we still get a few more nice ones to finish off this project.
And also a big thank you to Lisa Kopp, Medford Area Senior High School Ag Instructor.